Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Can a man be profitable to God? Surely he who is wise is profitable to himself. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous, or does it benefit him that you make your ways perfect? Is it for your piety that he reproves you, that he enters with you into judgment?" Well, they've been saying, "Job, you've sinned because you've got all this calamity in your life. Therefore, fess up and repent." And God has said at the start that, no, I'm bringing these sufferings into Job's life without cause. That is, not because he has sinned. And Job is saying the same. He's saying, look, this is not so that I've sinned. And yet he admits in various places that, of course, he is a sinner. He's simply saying that the awful things that have happened to me, the loss of my health, loss of my wealth, loss of my children, this is not because I have particularly sinned. And yet Eliphaz turns all this round and says, oh, you're self-righteous, you think you're so pious. This is typical, isn't it, of how people will twist your words against you. They will twist anything to try to make out that you are this or you are that or whatever. This is the trouble. People get so critical and will grab words and twist them around. This book is thousands of years old, and people were doing this thousands of years ago, and they're doing it today. Eliphaz says, isn't your wickedness great? There is no end to your iniquities. So he's saying, right, you're suffering greatly, therefore your sin must be great. You have taken pledges from your brother for nothing. You have stripped the naked of their clothing. You haven't given water to the weary to drink, and you've withheld bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth from you. The honourable man lived in it. You've sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless you've broken. Therefore snares are around you, and sudden fear troubles you, and darkness so that you can't see, and floods of waters cover you. So now Eliphaz is absolutely slandering Job. He's saying, you have done these things. You have not given water to the weary to drink. You just gave your generosity to the wealthy. You have broken the arms of the fatherless, etc. You've stolen clothes from poor people. He actually lies. And he gets to that because he's so convinced that if you're wicked, you suffer, and if you're righteous, you have a good life. And this is just so totally wrong. This is not the case. And so he will not be corrected. He looks at Job's sufferings and says, well, you must have sinned. And then he goes even further and says, and this is how you've sinned. You, for example, stole clothing from people who've got very little clothing. You stole from the poor. Well, no. This is the trouble. As I say, when people get these wrong ideas about another human being, then it just goes on and on until they demonize the person, until they consider somebody to be absolutely awful. And we really do get things wrong. We often think that bad people are actually good people, and we may think the good people are very bad people. And one of the reasons we do that is, for one thing, we don't know how to judge because we don't have all the information that God does. And also because of this way that human beings have of focusing on somebody and imagining this, that, and the other. And what starts as imagining something then becomes truth. He did this, she did that, I know he did. When actually it's a lie, but the lie began in your heart, imagining that maybe this is what happened. And then it becomes bigger and bigger until you keep on repeating that lie and you think it is the truth. And this is why we're told that the righteous man speaks the truth in his heart and does not imagine these kind of wrong things. Isn't God in the heights of heaven? Eliphaz goes on. See the height of the stars, how high they are. You say, what does God know? Can he judge through the thick darkness? Thick clouds are a covering to him, so he doesn't see. He just walks on the vault of the sky. No, Job hadn't said that. But Eliphaz was thinking that, yeah, well, that's what Job, I reckon that's what Job thinks. He thinks that God's so far away, he can't see what's going on the earth, and that's why he's done all these bad things which have led to his suffering. Well, no, Job didn't do bad things that led to his suffering, and no, he was not thinking that about God, that God is too far away to look through the clouds and see what's going on. And yet, he dogmatically states that, that this is what you think and this is what you say. Will you keep the old way which wicked men have trodden, who were snatched away before their time, whose foundation was poured out as a stream, who said to God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for us? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad. The innocent ridicule them, saying, surely those who rose up against us are cut off. The fire has consumed their remnant. Acquaint yourself with him now and be at peace. Thereby good shall come to you. So Eliphaz is saying to Job, look, repent, and then you'll have peace with God. Receive instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. If you put away uprightness, and if you put away unrighteousness far from your tents, lay your treasures on the dust, the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brook, the Almighty will be your treasure and precious silver to you. Then you will delight yourself in the Almighty and shall lift up your face to God. So he's rambling on now, Eliphaz is, about Job, if only you'd repent, you'd find that God would really love you and you'd have a great time with him. You shall make your prayer to him and he will hear you. You shall pay your vows. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established to you. Light shall shine on your ways. When they cast down, you shall say, be lifted up, and he will save the humble person. He will even deliver him who is not innocent. That is, you will pray even for who is not innocent and get the person saved. You will be able to have a wonderful prayer life if you just fess up and repent. And as he says, acquaint yourself with him now and be at peace, and good shall come to you. No, this is not so. Job is an upright man. Eliphaz was just totally disregarding the most basic statements from God at the beginning, that Job is an upright man and you move me to destroy him without cause. You can see people go totally wrong so often because they pay no attention to the most basic statements of the scriptures. And that's what you see here, really. And he says, if you acquaint yourself with him, if you repent, thereby good shall come to you. No, it's not so that if you are right with God, therefore you get good. And if you are a sinner, then you get suffering. This is not the case in material terms. Not at all, because as Job has said, the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer. It's very hard for people to accept. It was hard for Eliphaz to accept, but he didn't accept it because he wasn't paying attention to the basic statements of God that God in his word had said at the beginning, that Job is upright. And he wasn't paying attention to anything that Job was saying. He was just going further and further in his own assumptions about the situation. And again, you can see this happen in relationships that break down, conversations, dialogues that break down between people.